Well, my name's Sarah, if we haven't met before, and I'm part of the core officer team here at Parramatta Salvos. What I want you to do this morning is I want you to picture the place that you go to rest, to retreat. Picture that in your mind, where you go to rest and retreat. See, for me, that place for many, many years was the beach, because I grew up on the south coast in Wollongong. And there's something about the saltiness of the air, the way that the waves form, feeling the sand underneath my feet, something that puts awe in me, being in that spot of connection to the Creator, the one who created it. But now, of course, I live in Pendle Hill, which is not at all close to a beach. So that place for me has become right here. This is my outdoor setting that I brought along with me to church today. I'm going to sit in it. Is that okay? Because we're going to relax today. And I love this place because when I sit in it, just the right time in the afternoon, off my balcony, if the sky is clear, it looks a little bit like that. Sometimes when I sit here, the sky is purple and orange if it's the right time of the year. Just sitting and looking out, a glimpse of the trees, maybe some birds, the sky, taking a breath. It's enough to calm my spirit, to help me to relax, to help me to connect to something deeper. Do you have a place like this where you come, where you sit? Maybe it's at home. Maybe it's somewhere you like to holiday. You know, over the past few weeks, we've been unpacking what it means to hear from God. What it means to make room to hear God's voice. We've explored what it means to live like the scripture really matters because God speaks to us through it. And just last week, Kylie shared with us how we connect to God, how we hear the voice of God in and through one another as we live in community with one another. And so this morning, we're going to take a look at how we might hear God through creation and recreation. Because so often we miss the voice of God that's spoken in the silence, that's revealed through what has been created, because we don't spend enough time in it, or perhaps because we don't spend enough time taking notice of it. Let me read to you from our scripture this morning. It comes from chapter 19, verses 1 to 4, and it's a psalm of David. It says, "The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world." See, this scripture paints this image for us of the heavens declaring something. The first thing that the heavens declare is the glory of God. You know, there's something breathtaking about a clear sky at night. And you know, it's not just the sky. We live in one of the most incredible landscapes in the world, I think. I don't know about you, but to me, there is something magnificent about standing on the top of a mountain or hiking through a rainforest. The beauty of trees and rocks and rivers, they speak of something greater. How could they not? The heavens proclaim the glory of God and the skies display his craftsmanship. See, the psalmist wants to draw our attention to the fact that they are handmade by the Creator. And you know, if you've been struggling to hear from God, if you've been actively participating in this series, trying to hear from him, but you're having trouble tuning in, listening to his voice, then maybe you need to start by looking up, by looking out, taking a breath, because the fact is, creation still speaks. It speaks of the divinity and the majesty of our God. But the psalm goes on to say that this speech, this dialogue of revelation that comes through creation is ongoing. Day after day, the skies continue to speak and to make him known. But how do they do that? It says, the psalmist says, that they speak without sound or word. Their voice is never heard. See, God speaks to us in the silence. If nothing else, it's to remind us of who He is. Every part of nature, of creation, can be a revelation of who God is. Creation speaks volumes about the one who created it. So we have to ask ourselves then, well, if God is speaking through creation, why so often do we miss it? Why do we not hear His voice? Why do we not get something revealed to us through it? So this morning, I just really quickly want to touch on three things that might prevent us from hearing God through creation. And then hopefully we can work on turning these attitudes around so that we can better hear from Him. The first thing I think that prevents us from hearing God through creation is a negative attitude towards creation. You know, it makes me really sad when I hear people talking about the world, about the earth, as if it's disposable. We as human beings, as people that occupy this earth, but particularly as Christians, we should be concerned. We should care about our earth. And you know, this is not a political issue. It's a theological one. Because for us, it should run deeper. If we believe in God, if we believe that He created the world and it all belongs to Him, then we have to acknowledge that we are simply stewards of what we've been given, and we're called to be good stewards. Psalm 24:1 reminds us that the earth is the Lord and everything in it, the whole world, all who live in it. Everything belongs to God, so we should care about it. In fact, the Salvation Army cares about the environment, creation, so much that there is an international positional statement that's been written on it. This statement says we will encourage changes in salvationist attitude to the environment that will lead towards a more responsible use of the environment and its resources by encouraging reflection on current and past practice. See, what it's really saying is the Salvation Army wants us as salvationists to be engaged in caring for creation, in caring for what God has made. We can't disconnect or detach from the reality of what is going on in our planet. If we see the earth as part of what God has made, then we should care for it. We should have a positive attitude towards being out and in it because it's a gift and it reveals something of God to us. If we disconnect from nature, we disconnect from our ability to hear God speak through what He's made. You know, the call to care about creation has been one that has been there from the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 28 to 31, Adam and Eve are blessed by God, and He gives them dominion over the land, the animals, over all creation, not just to rule over them, but to be good stewards. Chapter 2:15 says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it." We're supposed to care about creation. Creation was always intended to reveal things to us about God. But a negative attitude towards creation is exactly why many of us can't hear God speaking through it. The second thing I think that prevents us from hearing God through creation is a negative attitude towards recreation. Recreation, by definition, is a way of enjoying yourself when you're not working. It's refreshment, a strengthening of spirits after work. Now, you might be thinking, well, Sarah, I have no trouble with recreation. I like to have fun. I like to go on holidays. You don't have to tell me twice to do that. But for so many people, recreation isn't built into the rhythm of their day-to-day. There can sometimes be a negative stigma around taking time for yourself. But I want to encourage you, be intentional about times of recreation in your life. Encourage the people around you to remind you to take it. Encourage them to take it as well. You know, Kylie and I have many of you who check in with us and tell us that we need to be taking our time off, our time out to have fun. Some of you quite sternly tell us that we need to do that, and we do. Taking time to enjoy yourself is important. It's not sinful to have fun. I think life was meant to be enjoyed. And I think many of us will be surprised, continually surprised, at how when we do the things that we enjoy, because God has created us to enjoy them, that it opens us up from hearing from God. Now, I have to be honest with you this morning and say there are no verses in Scripture that say, thou shalt take 4 years of holiday per annum. There's no verses that say, my people should go hiking or watch a movie or do a puzzle for 30 minutes a day. But I'm saying that this morning. That's the New Revised Sarah translation. But you know, God's people are often found in activities of leisure. They're found giving hospitality, showing hospitality, things that are outside of their work life. People invited other people into their homes. They shared in a meal, they shared in good conversation, they probably laughed with one another. Jewish people are known for celebrating festivals. There's this particular one called the Feast of Tabernacles, where the Jewish people thought about and remembered the Exodus. And what they would do in this time is they would retreat, they would put up tents, they would go away from the busyness of life to think about how good God had been for them. There was room for recreation then. And we have to be intentional about creating room now. You know, Kylie and I were talking the other day, as we often do, about holidays, because we both like to take holidays and go on adventures. We were talking about sometimes when you're on holidays, you already want to book the next one while you're still on the existing one. Has anyone ever done that before? Yeah. And for me, part of the recreation, part of the fun in booking a holiday is the whole process. It's not just about the holiday itself. It's booking it in. It's organizing what you're going to do. And something for me, something I'm very intentional about when I book times of holidays, is to do something that connects me with creation. People often joke when they see pictures or hear about my holiday that I actually don't spend very much time resting at all, that my holidays are not a rest, because I like to go on hikes, I like to go on bushwalks, I like to fill it with things like that. Last year, I took a holiday to walk 80 kilometres from Bondi to Manly. And some pictures of that are going to come up. You'll see it's this beautiful walk of the coast of Sydney. That's what works for me. That's how I connect. But you know, it's about finding out what works for you. Perhaps it's not walking 80 kilometres in a couple of days. Maybe for you it's sitting on a beach. Maybe it's overlooking a river. Maybe for some of you it's curling up in your doona with your window open, looking out to the sky from the warmth of your home. But you know, we have to shift our attitude towards creation and recreation, because God speaks to us through those things, especially, I think, when we put the two of them together. When we're intentional about finding time to be in creation, to enjoy it, to enjoy the things that we enjoy to do, the life that we've been given. The third thing, I think, that prevents us from connecting with God, from hearing from God through creation, is a negative attitude towards rest. You know, our theology of rest connects back to our theology of nature. God created the earth, the skies, He created humanity, and He created rest. He blessed us, He blessed all of creation, and He blessed the Sabbath. And you know, we miss out somehow if we don't encounter His presence or listen for Him in all three. You know, life is so chaotic, isn't it? It's busy, it's crazy, and we're taught, perhaps subconsciously, that rest is laziness, that to rest is to be weak. Yet we believe in a God who took the time to rest. Rest has been built into our rhythm since the very beginning. Genesis 2 tells us that the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all of His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. See, rest is not weak. Rest is not laziness. Rest is holy. The Sabbath is the discipline of intentionally resting in God. It's laying down of your tools. It's shifting from the doing of life to simply being. It's no wonder in our crazy, overscheduled lives that we have lost sight of that. And you know, if you're anything like me, you'll find this hard. I like to do stuff. I'm quite energetic. I don't like to sit still. And actually, it's been really hard. Twice this morning, I've had to sit still for like 20 minutes in the first part of this message, and it's driving me kind of crazy, so I'm going to get up. See, this brings to mind this story, and it might be familiar to many of you. Story from Luke of Mary and Martha. You know the one? Jesus comes into their home for a visit, and Martha is fussing and distracted. There's so much that needs to be done to prepare for her guests, to look after them, to take care of them, all while Mary sits at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. And you know, I empathize with Martha in this situation because I'm Martha, right? Martha says to Jesus, "Come on, Jesus, tell my lazy sister who is sitting there at your feet to get up and help me do something." There's no time for sitting around, for wasting time. But Jesus responds in Luke 10. He says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." See, both Mary and Martha were in the presence of Jesus that day. The difference is, one of them saw Jesus, one of them heard Jesus, and the other didn't. If we come back to my outdoor setting here, you know, I can sit here with a busy, anxious heart, and I can look out my balcony, look out to the sky and see absolutely nothing, because I'm so overwhelmed with all the going on of life. But when I sit here with an energized heart, a rested heart, a Sabbath heart, I can look out and I can see God at work in the trees, in a bird, in a blade of grass. The author of the book that this series we've been working through is based on, his name is Nathan Finocchio, and he says this: simply going for a walk in nature isn't the idea here. God's voice comes to those who purposefully and regularly withdraw from an obsession with self-sufficiency and striving into a place of physical and emotional rest in God. See, there is a relationship between rest and recreation and creation, but we have to make room for it. God's glory is being proclaimed throughout all creation, and it continues to speak to us. It continues to speak in the silence, if only we make room to hear it. And maybe you might say, "Well, Sarah, I'm very busy. I do a lot during the week. I've got grandchildren to pick up, children to manage. I've got work, appointments, things to do. I don't have time to sit and rest or to hike." But you know what? I would argue that you don't not have time to rest and to retreat and to have fun, to experience what God has created. Because in doing these things, we experience more of what God has for us. We have the space and the mindset to see him, to hear him in the silence. You know, maybe the breakthrough that you're after is on the other side of 2 weeks at the lake or at the beach with your family. Maybe the inspiration that you're searching for is on the back end of a month of good sleep, of some walks out at night along the river. Maybe a word that God is waiting to speak to you is going to come through the ripples of a river or through the colours of a flower. Romans 1:20 says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." His invisible qualities are being revealed to us through nature. We just need to take the time to listen, to be present in creation, to have recreation, to have rest, so that we might hear God's voice speaking in the silence. Let me pray. Lord God, we just want to thank you for all that you have created. We thank you that you created humanity. We thank you that you created this world for us to live in. And God, we thank you that you also created rest. God, we pray that we would experience you in all of those things. Lord, help us to make room, to become more in touch with nature, to hear your voice through it. Help us to make room to have fun, to rest. Help us to be intentional about these things. And God, we pray that as we do, we would hear your voice revealed to us. Speak to us in the silence, God. Help us to understand more of who you are and more of who you have created us to be. We ask all these things in and through your name today. Amen.